The cloudy and dreary weather from the weekend continues in part today. The clouds will definitely be sticking around, but temperatures do ease up a little bit, and the threat for rain looks very low today. Our daytime highs will make the mid to upper 60s. We will still be below average, though, so you'll probably need to keep that jacket or sweater close by. And then we see the threat for showers kind of dodging us either side of the holiday. A few showers roll in Tuesday, as we will see an onshore wind. The increase in humidity will actually help keep our temperature around 70 degrees on Tuesday, and then we keep it in the 70s for the rest of the week. The rain does get out of here on Wednesday. That, of course, being the big travel day, the busiest travel day of the year. Doesn't look like any travel problems if you're trying to get out of Florida or you have friends or family that are coming to Florida as well. I am tracking the potential for some delays in the northern plains and the northern Rocky Mountains and also New England. It looks like the threat for snow will be in those two areas, but the only inclement or potentially impactful weather around Florida will be the threat for showers and storms, especially in Central and South Florida. Then for Thanksgiving Day, it looks great. We'll be partly cloudy and mild with daytime highs in the mid-70s. As we get closer to Thanksgiving, folks, the forecast looks better and better. And then showers return on Black Friday, tracking mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers for the day after Thanksgiving. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.